You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Natalie Moore, and she is the owner of Awaken the Self and the Relationship Refuge, and she has a holistic approach to mental health. And Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Great to be here.
You're very welcome. Let's talk a little bit about your practice. I'm not sure which one you want to tackle first, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys do and what you've been helping the people of California with?
Sure. So my practice is based in Los Angeles in a suburb called Pasadena, and I work primarily with young adults who are in that period of their life where they're still trying to figure things out in their career and in their relationships. So I tend to work a lot with people who are coming in for symptoms of anxiety or depression or relationship issues, and I'm helping these young adults sort their lives out, essentially.
So now when you say young adults, are we talking, I'm just going to throw a number out there, like 20 to 30, 20 to 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right around that age, you know, people have already kind of gone to college, they've gotten their degrees, they kind of have an idea of what they might want to do, but maybe they're trying out different jobs and seeing what works and what doesn't work and getting to a place where they want to do something that really makes them happy and gives them a sense of purpose, and they're less interested in just doing what they thought they were supposed to do. So I help people kind of dig deep and decide what they really want to do with their lives.
I was going to say, would it be off base for me to say that you kind of help people or young adults find themselves?
Yeah, that's the kind of environment that I aim to create in my practice, is a safe space where people can talk about the things that maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to their friends and family members about, things that scare them, things they think they may have done wrong, and help them make decisions from a more authentic place.
Now, Natalie, if I'm in the Pasadena area and I am a young adult looking for some help in this general area, and I come into your practice, what does your process look like from like start to finish? Does it start off with like a consultation? How many sessions do you normally recommend? And do you have patients that are like, you know, long-term patients, patients that come to you weekly just because they need that help every week?
These are great questions. Let's break them down. So a lot of times when people are seeking psychotherapy or counseling, those words can be used interchangeably, by the way,
right,
for the first time, they typically don't really know what therapy is, because what they've seen is whatever's in the media, TV, movies. And so the first phone consultation is kind of dispelling some myths about therapy and helping people understand what therapy actually is. And so usually therapy starts with a client being referred or finding me online or what have you. And they give me a call and I ask them, well, what are your expectations about therapy? What are you hoping for? And usually they say, well, I don't know. I've never done it before. I don't know anything about it.
Right.
So it starts with kind of telling people what therapy is. And I also tell people about my approach, my holistic approach, because mm-hmm. most people who want to work with me are drawn to my practice for that reason. And so I talk about how I'll include things like mindfulness meditation, which is bringing awareness to the present moment and awareness to physical experience during the session. And so answering people's questions about what therapy is the first step. The
right.
second step is people deciding if therapy is something that they're ready to commit to, if they're ready to invest in themselves and start doing some work that can often be uncomfortable and difficult at times. You know, it requires a lot of changes in one's life to get the best outcomes out of therapy. So kind of helping people make that decision about whether they're ready to come in. And then they come in for a first session, and the beginning of therapy is really about getting to know the client and the client getting to feel comfortable with the therapist, because that's the foundation of therapy work, is the relationship between the therapist and the client. So the first session is usually just finding out, okay, what is it that you're needing help with? What do you want to be different in your life? And from there, we set some goals for treatment.
Wow, fantastic. I mean, do you find that most of your clients coming in, I mean, do they have a general sense of what they want? It's just they're having trouble getting there?
It's about 50-50. Some people come in and they're very articulate about what their issues are. It's mm-hmm. almost like they've written down a list and are prepared and, you know, have
right.
exactly an idea of what it is that's wrong in their life and exactly what it would look like if that went away and exactly how they would feel if they didn't have that problem anymore. I would say the other 50% of people just know that something's not right and that they need to figure out what that is. So sometimes people come in and they just say words like, I'm feeling stuck. Or I feel tired all the time, or I'm uninspired. I don't feel like myself. I don't feel right. These kinds of phrases are typical of people who maybe are experiencing depression, but don't know the word to describe it, or just don't know what's wrong. They just know that they don't feel well and they need someone to help them figure out why.
Wow. Now, Natalie, do you find that, is there like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Do they not want to use the word depression because it's like a bad word? You know what I mean? Kind of like maybe they have an idea that they might be depressed, but they don't necessarily want to use it because of the stigma attached to it.
There could definitely be an issue of stigma. I think it's also people associate depression with kind of the extremes, like not being able to get out of bed in the morning, like staying in bed all day, crying all the time, being sad, being hopeless, lonely, you know, kind of the thing that you would picture is someone sitting in front of a window with rain coming down the window and they're crying and they're sad, something that you might see in like a Friends episode or something like that. But depression doesn't always manifest that way. For some people, depression manifests, especially in teens and younger adults, can manifest as irritability. So kind of just snapping at people or not having a lot of patience at work, or just feeling tired and fatigued. And so people don't necessarily realize that they're depressed, but they might actually meet the diagnostic criteria for depression. So it looks different in different people. Some people manifest depression as more physical symptoms, like aches and pains. They're holding it in their body as opposed to feeling it emotionally. So that can happen too.
Now, Natalie, I got to know what inspired you to take on mental health? What inspired you to get into this career?
When I was in high school, I had the fortunate experience of being able to take an advanced placement psychology class as a senior. And when I opened up that psychology book, I felt like all of the questions I had my entire life about life and the world and humans and their behavior was finally being answered. I sat and read that entire textbook cover to cover, I think in a week.
Wow.
Because I was like, finally, somebody actually decided to study this stuff and tell people why, you know, why we act in the strange ways that we do. And ever since then, I became interested in exploring my own family behavior. I went to family therapy as a teen and became fascinated with it. My dad pursued a degree in counseling around the same time as well. And we would just have the most interesting conversations. And ever since then, it was like, you know, a spark went off and it just hasn't stopped since.
That's fantastic. Now, Natalie, we got to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to kind of turn the floor over to you. Where can people find you and your practice? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page?
I have two websites. I have awakentheself.com, which is the website that gives a lot of information about the work that I do with individuals. Mm-hmm. So you can find information there about anxiety, depression, and life transitions. I also have some videos there. There's a videos tab. You can watch some YouTube videos that I created dispelling myths about therapy and talking about how to find a mental health professional and how to get started with mental health. I also have a second website that's geared more towards couples and people with relationship issues, whether that be a couple, whether that be someone who's in an abusive relationship and wants to get out, or people who are entering into marriage and want to do premarital counseling. And you can find more about that at relationshiprefuge.com. Both of those sites have blogs and lots of articles that you can read if you want to learn more about this.
Wow, fantastic. Natalie Moore, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.